I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Everybody's got a holiday. Some got Christmas and New Year's. But everybody's mine. I got 52 a year. Friday's my day.
Friday is my day.
My day, don't play. Cause I got a good feeling and I don't feel no pain at all. Friday's my day.
Friday's my day.
My day to play.
Friday is my day. Friday is my day to play.
Friday's my day.
Friday is my day.
My day to play.
Friday is my day. Friday is my day to play.
Friday I get my money and my woman. My job and get my pay. Stop at a juice joint and I'm on my way. She meet me at the door with a great big smile and said, come in, daddy. You're gonna be here for a while. Friday's my day.
Friday is my day.
My day to play.
Friday is my day.
Friday's my day.
Hey, what's going on with y'all out there today? Huh? It's Friday. You know, at the end of that little work week. Hey, y'all ready for the weekend? I know I am. Friday is my holiday. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio, right? Things to talk about today. What they are? But it is Freedom Friday. And I didn't know Freedom Friday. I have no idea what we're talking about. That would make it so much fun. Well, how y'all doing out there today? How y'all doing? What's going on with y'all? I know so many of you making them plans for the weekend. That's a great thing. Great thing. Hey, hopefully you have a wonderful weather. You know, sometimes here it get a little stormy every in the afternoon. But it's okay. It's okay. We can deal with that. We can deal with that. So, what's going on, my peeps? How y'all doing? We have another great show for you. As I mentioned before, this is Freedom Friday on Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to join the conversation today, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or go by my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Oh, well, and those are all the great ways that you can get in contact with me. Now, since I have got that all out the way, Let's see. What do we usually do? We usually talk about some things, you know. First, I want to apologize about yesterday. For some reason, I lost my connection, and I wasn't able to get back on the air. But I think we got that issue fixed, and it shouldn't happen today. Okay, let me find me some wood to knock on, because this Blog Talk Radio, you know, you never know what the hell you're going to get. Oh, Lord. Friday, May 24th, y'all. Wow. Ain't that wonderful? May 24th already. Ooh, next days it'd be a whole year I done been on there. Can you imagine that? A whole 365 days. Woo! I'm telling you. Oh, and every day it gets easier and easier. I know. It does. It gets very easy. But that's a good thing. That's always a good thing. All right? So, either way, that's what's going on with me. Now, of course, we usually go ahead and get knock the rules out and all that good stuff. I don't even think we're going to participate with the rules today. You know why? Because I think everybody should know what the rules are. They should. If not, they're going to learn them the hard way now. That's what, 'cause I'm not saying the rules anymore. I'm not doing it. I promise you. And that's my promise to you. All right. Anyway, so with that being said, let's talk. Oh, we have the song of the day and we have the quote of the day. Now, this quote of the day, it's Friday, y'all. You know we like to keep it a little light around here on Fridays. But this was a good quote. Just do it. That's the quote. Just do it. Whatever it is you want to do, just do it. Just do it. Stop letting fear hold you back. You understand? Just do it. That's all you got to do. Say, I'm going to do it, and just do it. No, stop letting people talk you out of stuff that you really want to do. And you just don't do it because they don't think it's the right thing for you to be doing. Well, how would you know unless you go ahead and just do it? It sounds so simple. But once again, we make it so hard. A lot of you out there passed up dreams that you had or just giving up, period. Why? Why? I understand you probably moved on to another occupation. Well, why not make the other one that you really wanted to do a hobby? Let's see where that takes you. But if you're just sitting there afraid and don't want to do anything, then you'll never find out. You never will. Thus, my saying, just do it. Yeah, I know that old Nike saying. Yeah, but it's so true. If you want to do anything, if you want to do anything, you just got to do it. The more you think about it, the more you become apprehensive. You know, you get to worrying about, are you going to succeed? Are we going to make it? Stop doing that to yourself. Because the more you do it, the worse it's going to get. The more fear you're going to put in yourself. And unnecessary fear. Unnecessary. You don't have to do that. But some of you do it. So the quote of the day is just do it. All right. Now, of course, this being Friday. And like I say, we try to keep it light here. We try to keep it light a little bit. Well, we're going to get into some things, but we're still trying to keep it light. So, with that being said, he is the song of the day.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. It's a shock cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party.
This is How We Do It by Montel Jordan. I'm telling you, man, I remember that song from the day. Hey, you be in the club doing the thing. I know some of y'all out there were dropping it like it's hot. You ain't got to hide it. It's okay. We know. We know. We know. Anyway, I'm just messing. Hey, what's happening with y'all out there? You know? Hey, I'm telling you, don't forget the quote of the day. Just do it. Whatever you got you want to do, just do it. Don't let nobody steal your thunder. All right. Yeah. Anyway, so what's happening out there, y'all? I see we got Mr. Vernon and Miss Renee on the line and on the switchboard. Thank y'all for joining me today. I got two guests in the chat room. Thank y'all also. And everybody else that may be out there listening on whatever device you're listening on. I do appreciate it. Okay. Now that we have that in done, let's talk about things here. Now, here we go. Are y'all ready? A black Spanish teacher. Yeah, listen to this now. Black Spanish teacher claims she was fired for using the word Negro in class. Now, this lady, she taught junior high school. Of course, I mentioned before, she was a Spanish teacher. Well, she has filed a lawsuit alleging that she was fired from public school 211 in the Bronx in March 2012 because of a misunderstanding of the word Negro. Now, this woman is 65 years old. Miss, we're going to call her Miss Smith. It maintains that she was instructing her class about how to say various basic colors in Spanish. Okay, in Spanish. And this was by the New York Post. Now, the word negro, however you want to say it, naturally came up because negro is the Spanish word for black. Duh, I knew that. I don't speak no lick of Spanish. Well, besides your old Taco Bell. But anyway, apparently a seventh grade student in the class confessed to this. Now, a seventh grader, right? I don't know what the hell he's looking at, but he took offense to the word negro, and reported her to school officials. Now, this is another thing. Miss Smith is a native of West Indies and is black, and the school is bilingual. So, number one, why is that bad now, y'all? Is that bad that you just say, I mean, this was negro. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with saying negro? In this case, it wasn't even racially, you know, harmful. She was just speaking of a color in Spanish. So why the heck did the school and the school board decide to get rid of her? You know, why? She a Spanish teacher. What's really going on with that? Why? We done become so pussified in this country that you have to watch what you say even when you're supposed to be teaching the students? Have we just gotten to that point now to where we just need to just shut up, watch movies, and everything will be fine? I cannot understand why they got rid of this woman. I mean, if you're doing colors, it's negro. Hey. You know, I say negro all the time. What's wrong with that? That's not racially biased, is it? That's not being racially harmful, is it? I guess my understanding is a little different than what the school board in the Bronx. And we're talking about a school in the Bronx, really? I'm sure that seventh grader here is a whole lot worse than negro. You know, And that you know, that really is a shocker to me. It really is. Why are we even allowing this to go on? You know, why are we allowing this to go on? That's just raggedy, man. As the kids say now, that's ratchet. That's what they say, isn't it? That's their new term, ratchet. Yeah, ratchet. Oh, Lord have mercy. But that's not right. That's not right. Now, unless some other things happen, because we have to look at both sides now. We just got this one story. Unless some other things have gone on with this teacher and, you know, they were just looking for a way to get her out of there. And this may have presented the opportunity for them to do it. Now, it didn't say anything else about any prior wrongs she had done or anything like that. It just talked about this one incident. But I must also mention she was not a tenured teacher. In other words, she just wasn't guaranteed a teaching slot. Which means, hey, if we get rid of this teacher, that's more money we saving into our budget, right? Oh, Lord have mercy. Then again, so what, another 15, 20 of our kids that just won't have that special attention that they may need to learn different languages? There's so many things that can come that you once you start hearing it and talking about it and thinking about it, there's so many things that come to you that is not just affecting the teacher. What about the students? You know, did anyone sit down and ask the kid why he thought that was a racial slur? Did they even ask him, does he know what a racial slur is and what does it mean? But, you know, we we quick to act. We are. We are a society that's very quick to act. You know, then we want to investigate later. Wow. That seems kind of backwards to me. All right. We have a hand up in the, on the switchboard. Let me bring him in. Happy Friday to you. What's going on?
Hey, Mr. Talk. What's up with you? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Michael. How are you?
Fine. It's a good topic. Well, it got to go with words, see. It confuses the kid's mind. Now, the word Negro, she was saying Negro. So that's giving them a clear picture of what black is, or what we English call black. So they was, you know, terminology, language, we don't understand that. But they giving a mental picture of what something is. But then man, his thoughts created and called someone who has a skin color like me black. So right there, there's a contradiction. So every time I say, when you have a contradiction, we're going to have chaos and confusion. Now, I agree with you. We shouldn't, but we all put too much meaning in words that really have no reference to this world. And I'm letting you know the reason why we're having these conflicts, the reason why you're talking about this, Mr. Talk, and the reason that's why it doesn't make sense to you is because we label people something that really doesn't exist on this earth. It's theology. You're always going to have chaos and confusion. That's why we, like, because people use that to divide us, to divide and conquer, which is still chaos. So even time we use these white and black, you're really describing something that you don't, doesn't, you can't see. Even a person may joke and say, I seen some black Africans. If you put something black towards their skin, I guarantee it's going to be a different color. So we use for so that's why we have a controversy. Because we put too much meaning, and guess what? We put that meaning and says, she's talking about us, my skin color, no. In actuality, the students, the teachers, they're delusional. And who put that delusion in their head? The people who came up with that word that has no meaning, that has no reference to this world. It's all theory, theology, dividers. So we have to say, if someone calls us something that does, like I'm going to say, I'm sorry, you already heard me say when I first called you, so if you really look at it, we call the N-word, and I know you get upset about it, but if you really look at it, if you talk to somebody, what does that mean? They say an ignorant person, but what does ignorant mean? No knowledge, and I say no knowledge of what? Now, you can say someone is ignorant in a specific topic. I'm ignorant on working on my car. My mechanic, he's not ignorant. But when you say someone is totally ignorant and they have no knowledge of self, that definition is totally wrong. Who doesn't have knowledge? Who are you going to point to and say they don't have knowledge of self? And I say, well, what is your meaning of knowledge of self? Just because they're not acting the way you want them to act, that does not mean they don't know who they are or they don't have knowledge of self. See, right now we're in the theory realm. And see, this is exact. Now, you may not agree, but I'm saying, speaking for fact, if you look at it, Mr. Talk, and you say, why are we doing these words? Because if you look at the word and look at the meaning of the word, and we call somebody something that is not, we're delusional. We're going to chaos. It contradicts itself. So that's why we're talking about this, man. And I hope, you know, I'm trying to get away because I've been conditioned. I'm trying to get away from that word. If I hear a white person, I wanted to let it roll off of me because in actuality, I'm not what he's describing me. That's a fact. He's only doing that to get because he fears me. He probably hates me. That's the only reason why. But I'm not that. I can't let that word control me and I go to jail, Mr. Talk. Sometimes we can take that word and we fuck around and go to jail for the rest of our life because somebody came out their mouth wrong to us. So words have total power. I can't let it do it sometimes. So, I mean, that's all I wanted to add, Mr. Todd. But that's why we're having this confusion.
All right, you know what, Michael? And I'm going to say, you did have some valid points in there. And you know, it's exactly what happened at that school right there. You know, I guess
yeah.
The kid had been told, you know, I don't care what you call, you know, that it starts with an N referring to a black person. It's racially wrong. However, I don't, and, you know, it has to be put in context, just like you said. You know, here, the teacher was teaching Spanish, was telling him the colors in Spanish. Of course, this is black in Spanish. Negro, whatever you want to, how you want to pronounce it.
Right.
So, now, if we got a seventh grader, see, and this is, you know, I'm not really going to call him a seventh grader, but I have a problem with the school and the school board, because instead of standing up for this teacher and say, look, it wasn't like she said it, you know, she was teaching Spanish, the colors in Spanish, but yet they went ahead and fired the lady. And you know, it just shows that we are so sensitive to stuff now that it's just pitiful.
They shouldn't have fired her because she was educating. How can you fire her from educating?
Exactly. That's my point.
How? I mean, she's teaching Spanish. How can you fire her for her educating? I don't understand.
Well,
now, what I would have done, if they would have challenged me, I said, I'm not calling them a Negro because I don't see nobody look this color. What are you talking? They have a problem, and it goes back to my point, Mr. Tall. See, the school board has a problem because it's the factual information, she was educating them or what it says. And I'm saying a person took that Negro and they labeled us. That was wrong for labeling us. She's not at fault. She's teaching about what Spanish, how people say black, right? So now they're coming on the school board saying, oh, you talking about black. No, the school board is wrong. Look, where's a black person? Where is the word that she described as black? Where is that walking around on someone's skin? So they're in a contradiction. She was educating them, and they're totally wrong. And I'm letting you know that they're contradicting themselves. That's the point where you tell about, listen, you yourself, you're not black. Don't let nobody label you. You're not this color here. Look, are you this color here? Put this color right to your wrist and your arm. Hold on, no. Put this color. You said this is Negro. Okay.
All right. And I'm just disagreeing with you on one thing, because there are some of us out there walking around, and we call them black blue. They so damn dark. So there's some of them out there, Mike. I understand the point you're trying to make, but I just don't want you to get off there thinking that there's not any dark ones out there. Cause some of them brothers
Mr.
out
Tall.
There, and sisters too, they are so dang
get
dark.
Get one of your black dress socks. Get one of your black.
Look,
get one of your black dress socks. I know you got black dress socks, and I guarantee you there's no one on this earth looking exactly as your black dress sock that's black. That's all I'm saying. They may be dark, but if you can put that dark dress sock that you have and put it to that person's skin from deep in South Africa, I bet you it's going to be a different color.
Yeah, it's going to be
black
a different
is black.
Color. Like
because black is
darker.
Black. I get one clear picture of black. This trash bag is black, and I do not see nobody in this world like this unless they paint it, Mr. Tall.
Okay,
but don't leave
right,
my
Michael.
Point because don't leave the point because, you know, you're making a very valid point. This is why we're in chaos. This is crazy. Man's
right.
Thinking he did it. Man did it.
What are you talking about, man did it? Man did what?
Man decided that to look at someone who doesn't look black and call them black, call them the color black.
Really?
Man did that. That's thought. Yeah, it's a contradiction. Because you really can't describe nobody as no color. What is a white person? If you have a clear picture of white, put a white styrofoam cup to a white person's skin, I bet you it's a different color. There's no such thing as no white. White and black is perfectly clear.
Now, see,
so this is why
we're
having this confusion, man. And it divides us, Mr. Tall.
It's not
it is.
You just have different shades, that's all.
But, Mr. Tall, if you go back, that is the root of your whole problem. You ask why, and I'm giving you the root because of the chaos. Because you're saying somebody is something that in actuality that they're not.
Oh, okay. All right. So everybody's basically the same color.
No, I never said that. I'm letting you know that there's no black and white person. Can't be.
Okay, once again, what colors are there?
There's many different colors. Why do we have to name people by colors? We have DNA now. I mean, everybody is one. You know, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying it's easy ways to identify somebody. I'm just saying I know it divides, and it's a confusion. That's all. It's a confusion. That's why she got fired, because, you know, of the concepts of us. It's stupid. She got fired because she was educating.
She was educating.
Yes, she was educating.
All right, she was educating. I don't know what the heck. Okay. I'm taking your word for it, Michael. She was educating. Say, education, education. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, Michael, you know, Michael do get on them rolls sometimes. But in this instance, he does. He do bring up some very good points. But, you know, the one about the color, mixing colors with you, no, I can't get with Mike on that. But, hey, he did have some good points there. I have to give him, yeah, you know what, Mike, you know, I'm going to tase you so much. You know what I never give you your clap, so I'm going to give you a clap today, because it's Friday. See, you got a clap on that. How about that?
Well, you know, if I was talking for claps, I wouldn't be talking like I'm talking. I'm going to be myself. You know, I don't talk for claps. If I talk for claps, I'll be with a bias.
All right, Michael, you're ruining it.
I'm quiet, though.
Okay. Here comes Mr. Goofy. Mr. Goofy, what's going on, man?
Happy Baller Friday, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing fine, Mr. Goofy. How are you, yourself?
Oh, I'm just sitting back, relaxed, about to light one up and enjoy my day.
Well, go ahead and we'll light it on up. Well, I bring this other call in. Oh, howdy ho, what your name is, where you coming from?
Come on, you know my static. You know it's me.
How you got your cheap cologne from a mile away?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
All right, now this is your last show for the week. Are you coming back on Monday?
No, I won't be back Monday.
You won't be back Monday. All right, I'm going to tell everybody not to come to your show anymore.
Whatever. What you talking about? Monday is what? Memorial Day?
Memorial Day.
That's right. And I know some individuals that, you know.
Yeah.
So I won't be on
the
air Monday.
Yeah. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah. I won't be on the air Monday.
Okay. Do you want to give the keys to anybody, or do you just want to wait till Tuesday?
I just wait till Tuesday.
Okay. Let me get off this phone and fix the static, and I'll be right back.
All right. Okay.
That was our public service announcement from good old Joe, live in the mountains.
That's right. So what you got to say on the subject, Goofy? I know you've been listening.
I just been, what's the, you know, bring me up to speed.
A teacher in the Bronx was fired because of
about the N-word, right? Hispanic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Come on, man. Now, there's ways to fire somebody, and then there's ways not to fire somebody. That woman, she right there, she has a lawsuit. Now, if she went up to a colored person and actually said the word, then yeah, fire her. But she's there teaching. And in teaching, there's some good things and there's some bad things. But as long as you know it all, you can judge from yourself. But it's sad how something like this starts a big old huge controversy. And, you know, the thing that she's getting fired for, people of color are trying to defend her for it. You know, they're saying, hey, you know, she's just teaching. But...
All right,
well, who are we? We're just a roundtable discussion on Blog Talk Radio. Nobody gives a shit about us, but...
What kind of mood are you in today, Goofy?
Goofy's in a good mood.
No, he's not.
Nah. Nah. You know what? What makes me mad is that this world that we live in, it's like they cry over the stupidest little things. You could go ahead and fork over $1 billion to Iraq, you know, and what are they doing with that money? Nothing. But yet we're over here looking at homeless every stoplight with a little sign saying, you know, I need some change, or the serious ones, I'm just being honest, I need beer money. You know what I mean? And it's like, take that billions of dollars you give to those people who hate us, and focus on our own problems here in America. And, you know, we would be all, you know, up and up. Everything would be fine and dandy. There would be no complaints. But no.
Mm-hmm.
you know, everyone wants to go their own way and, you know, save whoever the hell they want to save. It's like the Americans who adopt kids from another country. That's the most stupidest thing. Well, why not adopt Americans? It's like, what are you trying to prove? We being Josephine Baker and making some rainbow tribe? I mean, what's going on here?
Well, oh, that's interesting. Hold on. We got Renee with her hand up. Let's bring Renee in. Hey, Renee, how you doing today?
Hi, everybody. I'm doing great. How are y'all?
It's Renee.
All right. All right. She made her entrance. That's enough.
Hey, you know, I just had to say, you know, so many times we don't support our teachers. We don't pay them enough. We don't, you know, we give them too many children in their classroom. And we don't stop them, listen to them when they're trying to teach us something. And she was just trying to do her job. And she shouldn't have been fired for trying to do her job, and the school board should have supported her in that. And it is a word that we don't always like to hear. It's a word that we shouldn't always say, but it's said and it's always heard. And she was just trying to do her job. And I don't think that they should have fired her at all.
Can somebody keep me up to, you know, get me up to speed on this? Because I don't know what the controversy is about.
The controversy is a Spanish teacher in New York, the Bronx, who was black, was teaching the Spanish class, and she used the word negro, okay,
uh-huh.
And which meant black in Spanish.
Right.
Okay. But a seventh grader got upset, who also was black, and went and reported her to school officials. And they, you know, went ahead and fired her. So now she has a lawsuit trying to get her job back. And that's where we are.
For saying Negro in a non-discriminatory, non-pejorative
right.
manner, I presume she's
right.
talking about. How does she put the context in?
She's speaking Spanish. She's speaking Spanish.
That was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's teaching. You know, my history teacher, he used to use Negro, colored people. You know, he would actually be at the borderline of racism, and yet. You know, the people, like, you know, say me, Mexican, and, you know, a couple of blacks that were in, they didn't take offense to it. You know, he was, you know, teachers are teachers. And the students have to realize they're here to teach us. Without their knowledge and guidance, we would be stupid chickens running around making noises all damn day.
I got a question.
Oh, well, go ahead, Joe.
No, go ahead. You want me to go? I just have a question. Just to start another question.
Go ahead. What's your question? I mean,
well, not for you, but for everybody. What if we got, or anybody, got into a fight, and let's say an Italian got into a fight, let's say, not really got into a fight, but let's say the Italian did something, he started something with a black person. Okay? He pushed him, and the black person comes back and says, "You stupid wop." Should the black person, or even if it's vice versa, should that be considered a hate crime?
It is.
You think you really think it should be?
I mean, for real. I mean, if I've seen, you know, someone call someone blackie, and they called the cops on them, and they got arrested for what was it? It was a hate crime, but it was with the
Yeah, I know what but do you think that's proper in this instance?
No, I don't think it's proper.
Oh, okay, that's what I
wanted
to find out. All right.
Because I mean, like we've been saying for a long time on this show, America's gone sissy, dead sissy.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, you can't even, you know, I can't even joke around without somebody ear hustling, you know, on the street and saying, you know, that offends me. You know what I mean?
I know.
Man, that's the second time I've heard that saying this week. Hustling.
And I'm going to give an example. A month ago, I have a black friend. We call him Black Chris because we have a white friend and we call him White Chris. Well, anyways, you know, Black Chris was, you know, saying, you know, the N-word.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, here comes a lady at the bus stop. I'm going to say maybe 10 yards away. Excuse me. Do you know how many people were killed over that word? You have destroyed America today. And I'm like, you know, come on, let's be serious. Who's the color person he's using it upon? Himself. Because he was saying that, we always, you know, if we fuck up, like, I'll say, oh, you stupid Mexican, or whatever. And for instance, he happened to say, oh, you stupid nigger, you know, to himself. And, the woman got upset, and, you know, it's just like, I can understand if somebody's, you know, pointing a finger and calling, you know, somebody that. But if you're just using it in your own text, in your own meaner, mind your fucking business. Seriously. And a lot of people just want to fucking add fuel to the fire that they have no business being a part of. And it pisses me off. This is America, kids. Land of the free and the home of the ear hustles.
Nah. You know Ron. Hey, Joe, you know Ron Rett, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, well, this last week, he got drunk, came on the show, and he blatantly out real loud. He was drunk as hell. Called me a nigger. Now, a lot of people didn't hear it. Called me a nigger. Hey, what a nigger? Right?
Uh-huh.
So the next day, I said, listen. They say the old saying is, a drunk man is a sober man talking.
Oh, tell him the truth.
Exactly. So he may play like he did. Ron has that terminology in him. I don't know what he's doing, but for him to do that, now see, it doesn't faze me because I know I'm not what he described me. He can't describe me as that because the only reason why Ron did that, because you know what? He does not like what I say, and he can't challenge what I say. I proved him wrong. President's powers, all that. Whether the IRS is a part of the government, I proved him, and guess what? He gets on, and he just calls me a nigga. So I know he fears me. I know I'm not what he describes me as. I know he wants to hit me in that way. The only way I can hit him is try to use the word to demean him, to say he's ignorant. But he never proves that I'm ignorant. I may not talk the way you want me to talk, but I'm me. And we talk about issues. Prove me what I said wrong. And I'm not trying to prove you wrong. Not at all. But when someone comes out their mouth and they make a blanket statement like it's fact, and I say, hold up. That's come on, can we go into that a little bit? You made that statement, let's go into it a little bit. And let's find an answer and see if you know what the fuck you're talking about. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so he has it in him. And I pulled him up on it, and you know what? Yeah, he has it in him. To call. So he's no better than none. Yeah. So he's no better than any other, what he want to compare in the Bible, because when he tries not to use it, he's not being himself.
Let me tell you something. The only reason why that word is because people make that word powerful. If you just ignore it and don't let it faze you, then that word will disappear.
I don't think.
If you keep, say for instance, take me when I was in high school. The football team, they hated me because I was, you know, the top athlete and crap like that. But they used to call me stupid wetback, you bean eater, and burrito eater, you know, all that stuff. And they never fazed me. And they, you know, finally realized that, hey, they could say that all they want and it's not even touching me. You know, it's not even, you know, flicking a pain upon me. So they try to use another, they try to contradict me on how I played, and, you know, they try to say this and try to say that, and, you know, that got to me more than the stupid names did.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm not one who likes these hate crimes, but I find that the word, and you've got to do your research, anybody, not just you, Goof, but you got to do your research on the effects of slavery on black people. You can look it up on Wikipedia. There's a picture there of a guy who's got scars across his back. He's got about 24 lengthy scars across his back from being whipped. That name, I find offensive, that particular one, that the N-word. Now, the other racial epithets are not that offensive because the history of the people, of the immigrants who've come over here, is nowhere near, in American history, what's occurred to the blacks in American history. So when I hear the word, I don't particularly hear for it. And you're right, if people could ignore it, but I don't blame people for not ignoring it. It is though, you know, 200 years ago, slavery ended. Slavery only ended about 100 years ago. And then the Jim Crow laws only ended about 50 years ago.
Well, see, if Ron Reck was in the bar drunk, because I told you about what Ron Reck said, if he was in the bar drunk and around black people, he probably would have got himself killed. You see what I'm saying? Because people would let that word. Now, I understand what you're saying, but we need to teach our people that if we look at fact, that if someone calls you, I say, point, give me the meaning of it, and I say, point one out to me, and I can prove you every time that it really doesn't exist. And I'm just saying, if we let that word get out of hand and control us enough, that one word will control our actions, and we wind up going to jail. Because you know people do that, Joe. I'm not talking alien stuff right there. So we have to look at that word and say, I cannot let that word totally dictate me.
And I agree with
you. I cannot. So how do we get to that point?
Who are you talking to, Michael? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
But how do we get to that point?
Well, the thing is, I agree with you, and I agree with Goof. It should not. But I don't blame. If a person can handle that kind of word, right, then you got to say kudos. But if they can't, I don't blame a person because the history of fucking black people in this fucking nation, it's not the best.
But it's going to get them in jail, though, Joe. I'm just saying. They got to get away from that, man.
It's one of those things that, you know, we keep crying about it shouldn't be said and we shouldn't do this and we shouldn't do that. But, Kat, let's be honest. We got folk in our own neighborhood that call each other that on a daily basis.
And guess what? It's used thousands of times a day. This is a contradiction, Mr. Talk. When they say we use that in term of endearment, I say look at most of the time. I say look at fact. I'm from the hood. I say look at fact. Most of the time that they use the word nigger, it even comes in a negative tone. Even when you hear them talk, most of the time that they use it, it's in a negative tone. I'm not saying that they don't use it in, oh, yo, man, you know, that's my name. I'm not saying that. But most of the time, if you listen closely to any conversations, they use it in a negative tone. Someone gets mad and calls somebody that. So they even using it in a negative tone.
Oh, that brings
even total chaos in them. If you look down that, it's even total chaos. So that's why I will never let that word control me no more, yo. Because if someone calls me that, they fear
me.
I know I'm being me. Bottom line.
No, but down the street from where I live, I mean, I live in a nice little, nice white community. But let's say like two streets down, you got a whole hood right there. And I ride my bike a lot because I'm trying to lose weight. And, a black guy tried to almost ran me over. And he got out the car and, said, hey, you need to, watch where the hell you going. And it's like, they use it more in a hateful way. You know what I mean? It's like.
No, Goofy.
So why
should
you call
me that? Do you think that man has peace in his life? For him to do that, I'm asking to we know for a fact if someone does that, they can't. I know for definitely they don't got no peace in their life. That's how you got to look at them. They crazy.
Is Renee still on the line?
I can't believe that I'm actually agreeing with Michael today. I'm agreeing with you.
I don't have a bias, man. That's why I never have a bias.
I'm just saying.
How you doing today, man?
Point. I'm doing great. I'm doing good. I think people use that word to control people. And I think if you give it power, then it's going to control you. But I think if you stop and you think about it, and as we've grown in this country, a lot of people nowadays, especially these young kids that just throw that word around freely, don't understand the ramifications behind that word. And we have to educate people in our own neighborhoods, just like Mr. Talk was saying, in our own neighborhoods, to say that that word has a lot of history behind it. And it's not a positive history, it's a negative history. So we as people have to look at ourselves and say, hey, we don't never need to use those words. And we need to educate our children not to use those words and why. And we don't do that. We do not do that. And we need to get to that. We need to do it.
You know,
I say don't use it
right,
because it has no meaning.
Michael's right, and Goof is right, and everyone's about to talk until we cut them off. But the thing is that because of the history of that, when somebody says the N-word, I'm thinking they're probably using it really out of a demeaning posture. They're not doing it just because they're angry. I think they really mean it to control, like Renee's saying, like they're trying to control. And I think that, you know, in that condescending type of tone, I think it takes on, along with the history behind it, it takes on a different tone than if you called somebody a mick or a wop or a kike or a spick. All those words are demeaning, but I don't think the other words are as demeaning as the N-word.
Well, when those, you try those, to... they weren't used for, like, people who were in slavery. Now if they, you know, the Italians, say if they were enslaved and, you know, that word was used, yeah, of course people would take offense. But, I mean, those words are... That N-word is more powerful than any of those other words.
Well, I think
it's
more
hateful word.
Than other
words.
I disagree.
Well, you know what? I know one thing. When I try to control somebody, I get you, I'm in fear. I got a little fear. Because if I give up my control, things are not going to be the way I want. And I'm saying they put that to put fear in us, to demean us. And in actuality, we wasn't even what they called us.
So, Michael, let me ask you the question. I don't know if you were here. Let's say you're on the bus or you're in the same situation as Goof was in. And somebody, let's say you pushed somebody because for some reason you didn't like them. They got in front of you. You pushed them. Now, this person was provoked by you. And that person turns around and calls you the N-word. Is that person wrong?
Yeah. No, well, first of all, no, that person is not. Listen, to me, if you ask me what I do, if they wrong, no, they're
no,
not
no,
wrong.
No. I'm asking.
Yeah,
they're
wrong
person...
for even just saying that word. He could have just said, hey, motherfucker.
No, listen.
Hold on.
First of all, if he's going to use it, either way, he's going to get conflict. So what am I trying to do? Am I trying to avoid an altercation? Because if someone pushed me, and I want an altercation with them. If I talk to them, it's going to be an altercation.
No.
So I might put my hands back on them.
No. You pushed them. They didn't push you. You pushed them.
Exactly.
As a result, that person got mad, and the first word out of his mouth is something to hurt. So he said the N-word.
Okay.
Is that person wrong?
Is he wrong?
Yeah.
No, he can call me anything he wants to. No, he's not wrong. He can call me anything he wants to, but I guarantee you we're still going to fight because I'm the instigator. It don't matter what he calls me at this point. But we're talking about what Ron did, just for instance, what Ron did and what he did, it was wrong.
Right.
Because
well,
I'm not hurting this guy.
Who's Ron?
Hey, Michael.
That's another show.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, let me ask you a question.
No, I wouldn't say he's wrong. I'm saying,
Michael.
Okay, I'm listening.
Renee in the midday wants to talk.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. How come you wouldn't handle that situation with intelligence instead of fisticuffs? I mean, when someone calls you out of your name, you cannot handle the situation by fighting. Whether you're an instigator or not, you must still handle it with intelligence.
Hold on.
So why wouldn't you just say, do you know what that word means? Because it means an uneducated fool. And I'm none of those things. And I apologize for pushing you. Why couldn't you just take the higher road?
No. Well, I'm saying, Renee, you got the situation mixed up, okay? He said if I push the person, me, Michael, push the person, and they turn around and call me a nigger, he's asked me, did I think that the person was wrong for calling me a nigger? So I'm already a violent person. I never said that. Right, so the N word, whatever, it has no meaning to me. I'm letting you know now. If someone calls me out of white race, calls me the N word now, I have to see that because y'all fearful of it. I'm not fearful of it. If they call me that word, I know how to address it. I know it does not exist on this world. Point one out to me. Describe it to me.
Well,
I'll
get
educational to you. because I'm not going to let it. I'm not gonna, because that word will have me go to jail, lose my life, get away from my kids. I'm not going to do it. So if I go to the past, if I look at fact and say, what are you describing? It doesn't exist. Forget what they try to use it because, listen, if they call people N-words in the past into slavery, forget the word. Look at the actions that people were doing. They were beating them. Forget what they were calling them. So I'm not going to put I'm sorry. Because this is serious, man. People go to jail. People, man, this is a psychologically control. And y'all say, Michael, while I'm doing it, I mean to get my own show because I normally don't talk this fast because I know I have limited time. But this is some serious stuff we're talking, man. This is no play junk. People, man, people will kill over somebody over a word like this. Start confusing, starting wars over stuff and words that have no meaning. Where's one at? Where's the ignorant person? Someone with no knowledge of self. It can't exist. A baby, when it's hungry, has knowledge of itself. What are you talking about? Everywhere they go, it's made up from here to divide us. And we can't do it. So if a white person calls me a nigga, I have to look at and say, he fears me, I'm doing something right. I got to watch out for him. That's it. I'm going to watch out for him, but I'm not going
to
go be aggressive.
Let him
talk all he want.
Well,
so,
all
I'm
right.
Finished, y'all. Finished, man.
Oh, we're glad.
This is no game, man, out here, man. This is some serious stuff.
Look.
You're talking about life.
Calm down, Michael.
You know, and I'm glad you said that, Michael. It is about life. It really is. Now, I agree with you to the point. Michael. All right. Now, here's my thought process on this. I agree with Michael. You know, that is a word that's used to control. But, you know, if somebody calls me that word, I may get a little upset, but I just let it roll, you know. But the reason why I get upset, because it's disrespectful to my ancestors that had to actually go through all that and you know, as Joe say, have all the whip marks on their back and, you know, just being called out their name and just, being disrespected altogether because somebody thought they were superior to somebody else. That's why I get upset. You call me what you want to because I know I am a man and I can handle mine. You know, I don't need to knock your head off because if I get to that point, you better run because it's going to be more than a head rolling. But anyway, I'm just saying, you know, it's disrespectful. And even when we see our kids in the neighborhood doing it, it's wrong too. But the problem is we do not stop it in our own. Some of us don't even stop it in our own homes. You know, your kids run around and they call each other the N-word.
Can I say something?
You know, you act like it, Michael, and you act like you didn't even hear it. You know, so before we can fix it on a bigger scale, we have to worry about our surroundings also. And you know, and that's the problem. But this generation of kids coming up now, you know, they don't have no feeling one way or other about it. Because you have to remember, they're not teaching that in schools anymore. You know, unless you teaching your kids that at the house, only thing they know is what they see on TV or the brief chapter or something that the teacher tells them to read that most of them won't read anyway. So it kind of falls back on us. But let me get Vernon in here also.
Hey, cuz.
Vernon, what's going on, man?
What's going on? I'm mad at a son of a bitch right now.
Well, what happened? Okay.
I'm in a bad mood. I'm ready to jump on somebody white just by listening to this right here.
Wait a minute.
He looks like a good subject. Damn that.
He better hide Joe.
Uh-oh. Okay. I'll see you guys on Tuesday.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, boy.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Were you listening?
What's up, man?
Mm-hmm. Were you listening?
I've been listening to since he come in there. That was kind of crazy, man. Fire somebody about the word Negro and they're a Spanish teacher. That's pretty crazy. But as far as the word Negro, man, if you don't really have any just history of dealing with a lot of prejudice and racial issues, man. I mean, it's really no need in you actually getting upset about it. You know, you can say stuff about, well, my ancestors and this right here. You know, you probably know who your ancestors. Most people that say that don't even know who their ancestors were.
No, but I don't
even know who the, you know, especially a lot of the younger blacks now. You know, you ask them about, you know, some things that happened, you know, throughout history. You know, they don't know much anything about that. You know, I mean, I know about the tail end experience of it from what I dealt with on, you know, being in the South, but that word, like, I can't remember who it was said it, but that word only has as much power as a person give it.
Mm.
You know, if you don't let it affect you, it don't have any power. If you sit there and you just ignore it and don't build your mind to say that I'm going, okay, look, man, somebody called me that, I'm gonna snap. But like somebody else said, we can sit there, we can call each other that all day long, don't nobody snap. But if somebody white said, we ready to snap. That's kind of double standard bullshit, man. You know, but some people got their own ways of thinking on it. But my personal thing is if you don't like the word, you don't want nobody else using it, I don't feel like you should use it. And like I said, it's only going to have power if you allow it to have power. It only got as much power as you give it. That's it. I'm done. I'm back lifting now, Eric.
Yeah. Well, see, see, Vern is different than Mike.
Joe, don't you say nothing. I told
I'm
you.
I'm still coming back on Tuesday, so don't worry.
I'm just playing, Joe.
I know. I was going to say, when Vern says he's going to stay quiet, it's a hell of a lot different than Michael, because Michael's going to, you know, Michael, he's bursting at the seams to say something now.
Busting at the seams, huh?
Well, he's not.
Oh, well.
All right.
What? All right, what?
He's not talking. Okay.
He probably take your medication.
I wish, you know, Michael, I wish you would get...
But you think about it, Ed. Okay,
well, think about what?
Say a person is fat. I mean, they know they fat. They feel bad about being fat. And you turn around and you call them fat, you know, that word only has power to them if they let that affect them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
Words,
but you know what?
Yeah, words, mm-hmm. It just worries, man.
But, you know,
I used to not look at it like that. Now it took me some growing and some maturing and different things to get to the point where I am now. But like I said, they just worried, man.
I wish that everybody could be that resistant to any type of verbal abuse, you know. But I don't blame people for getting upset, because when somebody's, forget about the N word, forget about racial epithet. You call somebody a scumbag, a dickhead, a bitch, a prick. It's not the word itself. It's the direction. It's the intention. You're directing a bad intention towards somebody to be insulting. So when you're the recipient of that, you know, it's cool to say, because I'm not a shaman, you know. I don't like it when people are trying to be assholes. I can walk away from a situation until it gets, really out of hand or so. But I don't blame people who say, why the fuck are you calling me a scumbag? Why are you calling me a bitch? Why are you calling me a dickhead? You know? And I don't blame anybody who punches out the motherfucker who uses that kind of language.
Okay.
But Joe, you don't think that's something that people are taught? I mean, it's got to be something that's taught.
I think it's because they know they're being insulted. I don't think it's the word itself. I think somebody can call somebody a blah blah, and somebody will not know what blah blah means. But if they know that the person, let's say, is an immigrant, right, he's speaking some kind of language in Russian, let's say, and the person knows he's being insulted, you know, then you got to say, you know, you got to get out of my face.
Well, I know sometimes when people demand respect on little petty stuff, like words that don't mean nothing, it gets a lot of people in trouble. And we have to watch what we say, because when you demand respect, I know sometimes I used to get myself in trouble when I demanded respect.
when I wanted someone to treat me exactly. So, but when I grew up and I said, you know what, I love them or I leave them alone, I'm not going to make nobody do nothing, because if I keep on demanding somebody respect me and change the way they are, I'm going to have conflict. So if you can love me or leave me alone, I'm not demanding nothing from nobody.
You know what, Michael, and I'm going to tell you, I disagree with that all the way around. Number one, if I'm showing you respect, then damn right you're going to show me respect. I don't care.
But how you going to demand it? By what, beating me?
No,
killing me?
No,
what do you mean by demanding respect?
My
But I'm saying, Mr. Tarr, I'm saying if I'm not if I'm disrespecting you and if you don't like the way I'm treating you, why are you going to force me to treat you? Why won't you just leave me alone? Because I'm not going to have conflict. Because you, if I'm disrespecting you and you're trying to make me, that's war. I want peace in my life, bro. That's all I'm saying. If a woman gets in my life, she doesn't disrespect me, guess what? I'm not going to get mad and try to demand her respect. I'm going to say, you know what? Look at facts. She doesn't respect me. Let me go about my business.
But suppose you're in this.
There's no suppose.
No.
What you
no,
mean,
I'm,
though?
Hold
look,
on.
It's just that simple.
Suppose you're in the same unit. Suppose you're working with somebody. You're working in the same office, and that person's always using some kind of fucked up language, trying to be a wise ass. Now, if you're allowing that person to get away with it and you can handle it, I say kudos. But the person who says, you know, you got to stop that shit because, for one thing, you're saying it too often. You're trying to piss me off, so you're doing it intentionally, and we don't need this
first
kind
of
bullshit.
Well, first of all, once again, people always talk about how we deal with each other, and they talk about the office. Leave the office. If you want to talk about the office, what's the rules of the office? That's, I'm talking about how we... When we get off from work, how we deal with our wives, our children, and everybody around the world. Forget the office, man.
Michael,
stop comparing
Michael,
this shit to the
you
office.
You know, Mike, I was just about
Michael.
To be like you.
Michael,
I'm quiet, man. Y'all believe what you want. I'm just saying I have to watch myself when I want to demand my respect. I have to watch.
All right. Go ahead.
I thought Al Sharpton and them buried that word anyway.
Barry, what word?
The word, the N word. Didn't they have a little thing where they supposed to beard the N word?
Yeah, they buried it from them saying it to each other behind closed doors. But they sure ain't stopped it nowhere else. I mean, let's be honest. You know, Jesse Jackson behind closed doors talking about he would cut people nuts off. I mean, really?
Yeah. Oh, that was, yeah, that was.
But don't you remember that happening over here?
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, okay, I'll just.
Yeah. All right, I think we done beat this horse enough. But to respond to what Michael's saying, you know, since he wanted to try and talk over me, look, it's like this. As far as respect, I demand mine as soon as I walk in the room. I'm sorry. I've earned it. I worked hard for it. Now, if you don't want to disrespect me, that's okay. No, that's you. You know, but don't bring it to me like that because I'm going to eat your ass up. I ain't going to lie to you. With medication, without medication. And I'm not going to do it, you know, I'm not going to do it with my fist. And I'm going to do a getaway. I'm going to be so intelligent when I tell you what I want to tell you, it's going to be scary. As my mom used to say, may she rest in peace, I'll be nice nasty. That's what it's called, nice nasty. And you know, and move on. I'll be damned. Anybody going to disrespect me now? And as far as this office, you demand respect in your office or wherever you work at also.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any, especially man, for a woman that does not demand respect. If you don't demand someone respect you, then you got an issue within yourself. That's all I'm saying. You have an issue within yourself.
Yeah, there's a difference between demanding simple respect and courtesy and demanding reverence. You're not asking people to bow down before you or to accept everything that you say or to move out of the way when you come in the room. All a person wants is hi. You know, you don't even have to say hi. Just when you open up your mouth, just don't be insulting. I mean, it's very simple.
Huh. Yeah, but it has a lot to do with the way you carry yourself, too. But anyway, all right, let's get to this other topic I want to talk about.
Does this involve women? Because I haven't heard Renee in a second.
No.
I'm here.
But,
oh, she's still there.
I'm here.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm here.
She hasn't chickened out yet? Okay.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
How celibate gay Christians deal with desire. All right. There's a faction of gay Christians who are happy with their sexual identity. The Gay Christian Network labels gay Christians who do not see their sexuality as sinful as side A, and those who do as side B. Okay, I ain't finished yet. Ex-gays who say they have removed their homosexual yearning. Then, of course, it's the third group who's called side B Christians, identify as gay and believe it is not sinful to do so. They see acting on their orientation as ungodly. They commit to live a life of celibacy. What y'all think about that? Now we got different classifications rolling in. You know, what's really going on over here? Now you have gay Christians network, the Gay Christian Network? Really?
Celibate Gay Christian Network.
Yeah. You have the one group that says it's not sensible to be gay, and then you have the side B says it's not sinful to be gay. All right, be gay. But it is sinful if they act on the way they're feeling. So they vow to be celibate.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. And side A says, their sexuality is not sinful. They don't see it that way. So there. And then you have the ex-gays.
Yeah, I like to know about the ex-gays. Because don't the gays say they're born being gay?
Well, hey, that's what they say.
Oh, so now, they can just...
So that kind of complicates things, doesn't it? If you have ex-gays, and they say they remove their sexual feelings and stuff, then you got that side A and side B. What is going on? And then, to top it all off, we say Christian. So, is that possible?
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, this is a fact. I have to say this because I'm not trying to give you an opinion. Their organization is no different than other denominations of churches. Look at how many different denominations of Christian churches have their own little tweaks. Some say you got to get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, or you got to get baptized in the name. They argue over that. They say you've got a woman must dress like this, or you may not dress like this. We have so many different ways of many different pictures of what a Christian is. And the only thing I'm saying is, I'm saying in this fact, there's no difference.
There's no difference in what? Michael? Did he run away? Okay. Anybody else out there want to comment? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Well.
I'll comment.
Okay,
I don't believe that, first of all, I don't believe that you're born gay. Well, I don't believe that. I believe that it's an act that you choose to do. And when you choose to do that act, that's a choice. I don't believe that you're born that way. I don't believe it. I just can't believe it. That would mean that God made mistakes. And I don't think he's a God of mistakes. So, I don't tend to believe that. I mean, I guess I can commend someone who has decided that they're gay, and then they want to make sure that they don't act upon it. Then that means they're trying to fix what's wrong with them. And I don't see that that's a problem. Now, as far as having an organization that's circling around that, I don't know about that one. I can't grasp that. But I just don't believe that gay is, you're born gay. I don't believe it. I just don't. Just my personal opinion, though.
Well, I agree with that personal opinion. Myself, I do. and we've had this argument on the show before. I just can't, I don't believe they're born with it. like that little boy that got famous from the video about killing his neighborhood. Now he all of a sudden he turned gay. Now he's back to being normal. No, man, no, you just don't do it like that. You know, you don't.
Let me ask you something. If I tell you guys I'm born heterosexual, why would you believe me?
Because that's the way God was meant for you to be. And before
Michael,
say the word, be helpful.
What?
All right, go ahead.
No. If I tell you that I was born a certain way, I'm going to tell you, when I was in the first grade class, right, I ain't know nothing about no sex, I ain't visualized no sexual. I knew that girl in my first grade class was pretty. Right? Someone is telling me when they was in that same first grade class, they looked at a male, and saw the same attraction that I saw in that female. Now, I'm saying the reason why I'm doing it is, like I said, that's my nature. Now, if someone tells me that they felt that like when they was little, who am I to tell them that they wasn't like that? I cannot do that because nobody can tell me about my childhood. And I'm saying the gay community need to get their shit together. If you're either born that way, if you're saying you're born that way, it's your nature, then I say it's a fact. But you're going to have, look, if in a society saying you're going to come out, I say, okay, but you can't play games. Because I'm saying this. If someone who gets an erection off of another man, I don't care if they go back and forth to another woman, to me, he's gay.
You had to go there.
I had to, because it's a fact, gentlemen. Because you look at yourself. I'm saying look at yourself and you know yourself. And you know nobody can't turn us like that. Come on now. Let's be real, man.
You're absolutely right. I agree.
Come on, man.
Like that. But now I'm still with Renee. They're not born that way. They can try and hype it up, and the scientists can say this, and the scientists can say that, and all that craziness. But the Lord said no. Why would He let you be born a certain way when He said it is an abomination? I mean, really? So no, they're not born that way at all. As far as you know, the gay network and all this, it's just. How can I put it? Just another part of a fashion that's taken over now. Now, the other day when I did the story about the church in Ireland that's, you know, letting open gay ministers and priests hold, you know, church positions, top church positions. That's not right. And that's not what God wanted. It's not. But once again, we have become, and you know the bad part about it, you have these so-called holier-than-thou preachers, but yet they're allowing it to go on in their own churches. Yeah, I'm going to put it out there. I don't care. And you know what? That's not the right thing to do. If thus says the Lord, then you should be doing the best you can to live by thus saying the Lord. That is not by promoting homosexuality of any type, whether they celebrate or say they think they're what they're doing is a sin, think what they're doing is not a sin, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. Now, I heard an argument. What was it? Oh, that's Michael and Bible Benny talking about lust. You know, man wasn't meant for man, and woman wasn't meant for woman. When God created Adam, you know, he made Eve. You see what I'm saying? There was no Adam and Adam and Lucy and Lucy. Was it?
No.
But it's been going on since that time.
And you know what?
I mean, where you get
listen,
that from? But okay.
No, you
it's
listen
been going
to me.
Since thousands and thousands of years. It's
and
not
that's
because
why
of no new culture.
That's why the flood.
This
came,
has been going on for thousands of years.
Solomon and Gomorrah.
I'm just saying other people looked at it and said, other people may look at it and said, since I don't do that, it's wrong. But
Michael,
it was going on for thousands of years.
I'm talking, Michael. Now, as I was saying, that's why we had the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's why the flood came. Because they just weren't doing what they were supposed to do. And God couldn't take it. It's just that simple. Now
that's not immoral.
Yeah, yes,
could you do that
immoral.
Now?
What?
Could you do that now? If have an army go, because they even did Jericho was like that too. They was doing the same thing as that. They was crazy. They went and took their people land up because someone looked and said they're not living the way I think they should live. So we have a right to take their whole land over and kill them. So can we do that now?
Because
that's
where
we're at when I see
that.
He's bringing up a reference, and I'm going back to that reference, and I'm speaking actuality, because they talk about that, because he keep on going back to the reference. I don't want to, but that's immoral. I wouldn't kill gays because they just live like that. So this is where we get this from. I'm just speaking fact, man.
But the bottom line is this, you know, God made Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Steve. And it's nowhere in the Bible that Adam and Steve is okay, and Eve and Evelyn is a good thing. It's
right.
Not, because first of all, if it was a good thing, then they would be able to procreate with no help. But they can't. They have to have one or the other to make children. So you tell me what's right or what's wrong. Let me finish my thought. What's right is that God made two people that would fit together in a perfect way to procreate and continue on the world. Two women, two men, it doesn't work. It's north and south and south.
And I can say, and listen, and look, now you say that's unnatural. See, someone can say, well, you know what? I don't believe that a virgin can have a baby. They say that doesn't work. It can't do it. It's unnatural.
Okay, wait,
hold up. Someone can use that same concept, but I'm just saying, ma'am, if y'all saying it was, if you go into that book, I know for a fact that it's been going on since present time. You can't blame it. If someone's being gay, you can't blame it. You can't blame it on TV. You can't blame society, because evidently it's been the same since thousands of years. Right.
Okay,
let me help you out here.
I think it's more than just sexual relations. I think it's being intimate with somebody. I think it's being close to someone. I'm thinking it's being a connection with someone that understands you. And you can do that with a male and a female. Or you can have that with two males and two females. You have a connection that is greater than a sexual urge that makes you attracted to that person. And not mean in a sexual way, but just mean in a connecting way. And I think that's where people are getting confused with being gay and lesbian, because I feel that it's a connection that you have with a person that puts you in a situation that wants you to make you feel that that's a good sexual feeling. But I'm going to let you know from the beginning that that's not God's plan. That's not how God created people to be together. So when you look at it from my perspective and you see it from that way, you see it as a totally different, it's a connection. Women like to be connected to women because it's a feminine feeling. And men connect with men all the time. You guys go to bars, y'all watch games together. You connect in a way that is different than the way to a man and a woman connect. And I think that's the connection that they're feeling, not that they're gay or lesbian, but they're attracted to the connection or the love.
Hey, man. Go ahead, Michael. I know you got some more to add. Go ahead. Michael.
That's okay. Don't encourage him.
Okay. I'm going to quit running from the order list and come on back.
Does anybody understand that? Does anybody understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying, and I agree with you.
I understand, but since I am not a believer in the Bible, I don't agree.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
You don't believe in the philosophy? Come on.
You're saying it's unnatural, therefore it's wrong. I'm saying...
No, I never said the word wrong.
No, what were you saying then?
I said that the act of being homosexual or lesbian or gay is more than just sleeping with someone sexual. It's more like a connection, being connected with the same sex. Not in a sexual manner, just in a loving manner. And sometimes men don't always feel that, and sometimes women don't always feel that. It's a connection that you have with someone. Women hang out together, and they go to the bathroom together, and they do their hair together. That's a connection that you have as a woman. Men, they go play ball games or do whatever y'all men do together, drink or whatever it is you do together, and that's your connection. And I think
that's not homosexual, though.
No, but I think what I'm drawing it into is that it's a connection that they're feeling to the opposite to the regular, to your own sex, rather than it just being a gay or lesbian thing. I don't think it's that way. I don't, because I don't believe that. I just can't believe that. But this is my opinion.
You can't believe what, though?
I can't believe that they're lesbian and they're gay because that's just the only thing that they're attracted to. I just don't believe it.
Mm-mm.
I just don't believe it.
Well,
if that was the case,
well,
we wouldn't have people that are gay today and then they fall out of being gay and they're normal, heterosexual, or they're
well,
bisexual.
Yeah, because
well,
I think it's a chosen lifestyle myself.
Yeah.
I really do. You know,
well,
yeah.
If it's hard to believe that another person wouldn't choose, you got to think about something. But I'm just saying, I know if their hormones kick like that, that has to be saying something. That's all I'm saying. And I'm just saying, the only thing I want to say is, if they say they're born that way and if that's their cause, y'all, listen, I'm saying, okay, but we're going to have to treat you accordingly. That's all. See, y'all think I'm saying that, I want to give people their rights. But if you say something and you mean it, okay, I'm going to take that as a fact, but don't say that you can go in the locker room with men when you say that's your nature because you contradict yourself when I can't go. See, stuff like that. Don't go back and forth when say, I'm going to mess with this woman, I'm going to mess with this man, and you saying you're confused. The whole world says you can come out. We're not going to discriminate you. So all of that needs to go. The gay community need to take care of their own community. That's all I'm saying. They can't have it two ways. So that's how I have peace with them. But I'm not going to dress in front of nobody. If I have the option of dressing in front of an annoyingly gay man or not, I'm not going to do it. So, I mean, that's just what
so
it is. And that's not homophobic if they say that that's their nature. That's not a homophobic statement.
So let's say...
I challenge anybody on that.
Okay. You're playing ball. You're going to a locker room. You know that your buddy's gay. You don't mind playing with him, but you're not going to strip in front of him.
No, I'm not.
No.
Okay. Why not?
No, I'm not. Because that's a compromise. That's conflict.
How's
that's
that conflict? If you are a person,
why isn't it? Because listen. Let me tell you one thing. Because a heterosexual male like me,
Michael,
I'm gonna tell
you
why.
I'm gonna answer the question. There has to be a process where I talk and you listen.
Okay,
and
you ask me why
talk.
Not, and you said why is it going to be a conflict, and I'm explaining myself. Because let me tell you one thing. As me as a heterosexual male, I can see a naked man's body. And I'm going to be honest with you. I know when I have watched pornos, I concentrated on a woman because I'm not a gay man, because I'm not going to get an erection off another man's body. He's saying he's born to get an erection off another man's body. Hold up, listen. That's what you told me.
Wrong.
He cut me off.
Because you're not addressing the topic.
Well, I'm not. You ask me
because
why would I have
why,
a problem.
That's the way your brain works. Don't ask me why your brain
no,
works.
No, you're
that
asking
way.
Me why would I have a problem in dressing in front of him, and I'm explaining you, and you
right,
said I'm getting away from the
about,
topic.
You're not going to get it.
No. You ask me if I knew that, and I would have a problem undressing, and I'm giving the visualization the reason
oh,
why
God
I would
sake.
Have.
You know,
this is the reason why, because,
to say,
because
say something
he...
Too.
Because naturally he has a different effect over me. It's
a
compromising position.
Over you.
Well, why can't I stand in a woman's locker room and watch her undress? I'm just saying
they do that in
nature.
Hospitals. They have co-ed locker rooms.
That's different. Oh my goodness.
That's different. Okay.
Oh my goodness. You're talking about life. Well, listen. There's a reason why. Listen, and people have an option of whether to get a male doctor. Listen, when you go get your COVID test,
go
I guarantee you.
Topic
no. Listen to me. When I get my.
You know, Eric is just too lenient. I guess not.
Yeah, I'm not. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh. All right. For me, if I had a relative or if I had a friend who was gay, and we're playing ball, I go into the locker room, I'm not afraid of getting raped. So if I undress in front of him, that's not my problem whether or not he gets an erection or not. If we share the same shower, I'm not going to think, you know what, I'm going to turn gay because he's there. Come on. Good fucking God. Jeez.
you know what though, and Michael said that's not a homophobic statement. That it was a homophobic.
Oh, it was
statement.
Homophobic.
Yes, without a doubt. Nah,
oh, I'm not rooting for Ball, but I just don't want to be around him.
No. Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's what he said. You know. You know, and Michael, I've told you this before. I don't know, whenever we get to start talking about this, you always get to men and their erections and all. Man, we don't want to be here. We're talking about just generalized. We don't need no specifics. We know what gay means. Go ahead, Goofy. What's up?
Oh, no, I had to get some lunch. I was hungry as hell. Sorry,
no problem. Yeah, no problem. I'm looking at storm clouds. But anyway.
See, that's another thing, too. People should not be homophobic. Why? I mean, I understand the biblical references and how people want to, you know, say, well, they're wrong. God, you know, God spits on them, or they're against God's word. You know, I don't give a fuck. The thing is, if you have somebody who's a good person, and that person has a different orientation than yours, then who cares? If they're a good person, let them be your friend.
I don't care. But when they want the red carpet treatment of them coming out of the closet, and when they want a special, you know, announcement over the speaker when you're shopping at Target, you know what I mean? When they want special things, then that's when those people could take their little items and shove it up their ass.
Yeah, I got a thing against the what I call the swishers, the ones that, you know, that act like women and think they should be treated like women.
The flamers, that's what I call
them. Ooh, I can't stand them.
I think that's part of the problem. You know, a lot of people, when you say gay, that's the picture they have. You know, the ones that's flaming and dressing up. Hey, you'd be surprised at the people that you work alongside every day. You joke, smoke, you know, just have fun with that's gay that you just don't even know about. You know?
There's this one coworker. It tripped me the fuck out. This guy played it off until, like, somebody really let it out the bag. I guess he was sleeping with someone at the work, but he played it off. He had a fake family.
Yeah.
You know?
You
know, somebody, you know, let it out after, you know, they were fighting at the office one day, and, you know, it tripped me out because I looked at this guy like, you know, no fucking way. Are you serious?
Well, see, y'all shouldn't talk to me, and y'all called me names, and please let me defend myself. If you're going to call me homophobic and talk to me like that and say my concepts is mis-, please let me do something. Listen. I'm not hating nobody. No. Goofy, this is before you came. I work with gay people. I will go to a line. My doctor can be one. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you, and if I know, I have a choice, but I probably don't know if my doctor gay because I don't know his personal business. I'm talking about difference between knowing and not knowing, gentlemen. And I'm letting you know is, if I know that they said it's their nature, there's a reason why I can't go in a woman's locker room. The same reason why, because it's going to cause a conflict. And I'm letting you know, if I know for a fact, y'all can say all you want. If you don't care, if you are going to get aroused, another man is going to get aroused off of your body that you don't want to, go ahead. But I'm not. Bottom line, because
that's
going to cause... Hold on. Because if he's my friend, I guarantee it's going to cause conflict.
Now, I don't know where he be trying. Telling me to hold up and be quiet. I got the dang on controls. Anyway, now all that he said, you know, it's like Michael's in the 50s or the 60s or something. Don't look. Every man, every gay man, don't want you, Michael. And if you're paying attention to him getting a stiffy, then maybe we need to look at you a little differently.
Uh-oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Wait a minute.
I know what I'm doing because, see, Mike always come on here and want to talk that nonsense. Well, I'm talking nonsense back because it's my show anyway. But anyway, that's all I'm saying. It is homophobic. It is.
I want to talk to Mike about how he wants to be very, very tolerant and lenient. Remember, he's talking about everybody's created equal and you shouldn't treat gays differently, which I agree with. But then,
right.
Then he surprised me with this thing about he doesn't want to be in the same locker room because it's going to cause conflict. I think he's a closet homophobic.
Okay, listen, no, I'm not. I'm speaking public right now. Okay, so I'll be quiet because I had to defend myself. God, man, y'all distort me and calling me names. Please let me defend. I'm listening, Goofy. I'll be at the Goofy. I'm going to defend you. I'm going to crush you, Joe. You're a liar.
Okay, all right.
You're a liar. I'm speaking fact.
I would be offended, too.
I'm taking for what they are. I'm taking for who they say they are, and I'm treating them as such. And you saying I'm homophobic? You crazy.
You don't want to be around them, but that's okay.
No, I did not. I'm saying I'm going to be in a wrong position, Joe. See, y'all switching it up. When I'm in a wrong position, I'm not going to do it because I'm going to treat them the way they are. I'm going
to
give them respect. I'm going
to
respect when they say that they're going to get a... All right, Goofy, help me out or something. I'm not wrong. I'm not homophobic because I'm speaking fact. I'm not speaking an opinion.
Well, look, let me tell you something, Joe. Oh, shit.
Go ahead.
I don't want to get zapped too, because I'm trying to be on Michael's side on this one. Because I don't want to. I seriously do not want to know that, you know, say Larry over here is gay, and all this time that I, you know, two lockers down that I've been changing freely. He's been spying on me, you know, just a little tad bit more than, you know, anyone else would ever even think of. You know, it would give me the heebie-jeebies.
How do you know this guy's attracted to you?
Right. Has he made a move on you before?
Well, I just wouldn't want no gay person in the same locker room with me.
Okay.
You know, I bet you that
think about this. The gay man is a woman, and the gay woman is a man. So if it's going to be like that, throw them in the women's room and throw the dykes in the men's locker room, and then there shouldn't be a problem.
Regardless of how they try and fix it, a man is still a freaking man, and a woman is still a woman. Okay, how they dress and try and tape down their titties or whatever the hell they be doing to try and hide them. It don't work. They still women. And man will knock your ass out whether you think he gay or not, because he's still a man. See, that's where people get all confused. They're talking about, and they be walking around here talking about girl, but they still freaking men. You know, it's simple. And the girls are still girls. Now, I don't know where to get this fashion thing at, that the way they dress now, they think that's how you guys dress. Because I have no idea where they get that from. They're looking at television. But anyway.
No, they look at Lil Wayne and Kanye, and it's okay to wear a skirt. You know, a leather skirt, it's cool, right? I mean, the Scotland people, don't they wear skirts and kilts?
They wear kilts, that's right.
Yeah, but that's part of their tradition, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's idiots like Lil Wayne and Kanye to introduce it, and then some, you know, maybe 100 kids will do it, and then another 100 kids on top of that will copy them and do it, and that's how it's spread. It's like AIDS, and it takes two stupid idiots to fucking show the public that it's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Vernon, you've been mighty quiet.
Man, Vernon's always quiet.
Yeah, I'm quiet, man. I'm kicked back. Listen, I'm waiting on the next topic, man.
we got three topics today?
That case can put furious, man.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on then. Said that. All right. Of course, it's Friday, y'all, so I'll just start them, and I'll let y'all finish them up. So, John Stewart. Going to the President Obama's anti-terrorism speech. He said he was President Obama, Obama shared his disappointment in the nation's treatment of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, saying, look at the current situation. We are force-feeding detainees who are being held on a hunger strike. Is this who we are? Is that something our founding fathers foresaw? And, of course, John Stewart, on a scale of things our founding fathers saw, prisoner mistreatment would take a back seat to president. So, what y'all think about that statement? Founding fathers, our founders foresaw prison mistreatment would take a back seat to black president. Now, it's open. Y'all talk about what you want to. I'll just put it out there. Go ahead. Oh, line is open.
Let's talk about a $188,000 video game that comes with an exclusive car.
What?
Yeah.
What the world?
Chewbacca just gave me this on the headlines. And then this is ridiculous. I cannot believe this myself. To those of you in the chat room, here's something to read and share with your kids. My God.
Oh, my goodness. You know, but
and
that's
funny.
It's
funny because there's a little bratty kid out there that's going to be crying to his parents that's what he wants. And guess what? His parents are going to give it to him. Seriously.
Well, have you ever seen the Lives of the Rich and Famous, the kind of gifts that the little kids get? They get more gifts. I mean, depending upon how rich the parents are, they get more expensive gifts than adults usually will earn in a lifetime. They can get little cars that, you know, they're gold-plated or diamond-studded, or they'll have their own toy aeroplanes, which are very expensive. But they'll have cars that are almost adult-like. They're tiny cars, but they're really functional, and they cost a lot of money.
Well, you know, I guess that's why they grow up to being like Lindsay Lohan.
Shit, I would have been a rich kid if I would have went along with the program. But
poor Lindsay.
Goofy.
What was that?
Goofy? What did you say?
Yeah, I said I would have been a rich kid if I would have been if I would have went along with the program. But
oh,
I
really?
Was rebellious to my parents. You know, I always had to ask the question, and why? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. Well, y'all, we got 17 minutes left in the show, and it's getting kind of dark outside, so. I'm not hanging around.
It's loud as hell outside.
Well, you are. Nah, that's all I'm saying. You are. Not me. All right. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm listening.
All right. No, don't listen. Give me your final words. Go.
Final words?
Yeah.
Oh, 17 minutes left. Oh, final words. Oh, I didn't know.
I just said getting dark.
Well,
man.
I just wanted to say that the topics that we talked about today about the churches and all that type of stuff, man, it's just total madness out here. You just got to sit back and look and just to how much chaos and the contradictions that's out here and how we crazy. And the only thing I'm saying is that if people want to be treated a certain way and you treat them accordingly, there shouldn't be no confusion. People can't have things two ways, you know. That's the only thing I'm saying. So y'all have a nice weekend, man.
You too, Mike.
All right, you too, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Oh, good, Michael.
You too, Mike.
All right, Mr. Joe.
Man, a few words. I would just wish everybody would have a good weekend, and I guess I'll see everybody on Tuesday.
Yep, Tuesday. All right. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Hey, make sure you get out to a memorial somewhere, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Mr. Vernon.
Well, everybody have a good weekend, man. I'm kicked back, relaxed, drinking these damn long necks.
Mm-hmm. That explains a lot. That's why you want to be quiet.
Hey, Eric.
Huh?
Hey, man, the week over, man. It's time to kick back now, brother.
Yeah,
it's
without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, y'all take it easy, man. I guess I'll see y'all Tuesday.
All right. We'll be here. Goofy, you up?
Well, everyone, it's Memorial Day weekend, so there's going to be a lot of drunk drivers out there. Please be careful. Watch out for other stupid drivers, because that's what always ruins a holiday. But to those of you out there who are having a nice, good time barbecuing, having the day off on Monday, enjoy it. Because I know I'm partying, because it's going to be my birthday party. So that's all I got to say.
Well, happy birthday to you. All right.
Thank you.
All right, Goofy. See you Tuesday, man.
See you Tuesday.
All right, Miss Renee. Miss Renee.
Well, thank you. I just want to say to all the veteran families that are left behind after their loved ones have departed, you know, that your loved ones have paid a great price, and you have paid a great price for us just to have our freedom. And thank you for that, because without our freedom, we would be doomed to Lord knows what else. So thank you for just being able to defend our country the way that it should be defended, with honor. And just everybody have a great, safe weekend, and I'll check in with y'all Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Thank you much. And you have a good weekend also. All right. All right, y'all. That was the final words for today. And you know what? I usually have a saying or two I want to put out there. And, you know, with the topic of the quote of the day is just do it, you know, it's interesting. You know, we as Michael say, sometimes we say a lot of stuff, but we're not really paying attention to what we said. So when it's given back to us, we have an issue with it. Sometimes you have to slow down, you know. Think about what you said. You know, think about what you say before you say it. It's not. I mean, you know, we know some of us get excited, and that's good. It's always good to be passionate about what you believe in. But passion without substance is nothing but gibberish. And that's all it is, gibberish. So I'm going to leave y'all with that thought for over the weekend. Yes, we won't have another show until Tuesday. And don't forget to pray. To pray for the veterans that's still in, the ones that are still alive, and the families and the parents that have lost, you know, those special ones. You know. But that's it, y'all. Until Tuesday. Y'all have a good one. Here's the song of the day.
This is how we do it.